Cuomo declared parts of Upper Manhattan and portions of Long Island as yellow zones. On Staten Island, which is now in an orange zone, hospital space is running out, and the state will reactivate an emergency health facility there, which was created last spring. Parts of the cities of Syracuse and Rochester and some of their surrounding suburbs will also be designated an orange zone, with restrictions on public gatherings, houses of worship, and a ban on indoor dining, gyms, and personal care services, including hair salons. Schools will be closed except for remote learning. They can open only with adequate testing of students and teachers. There are also several areas that Cuomo says are on the warning track. They include parts of the city of Buffalo and some of its suburbs, which could be declared a red zone, as well as parts of Westchester County. Portions of Orange, Putnam, and Ontario counties are also on track for more restrictions if the rate of the virus does not improve there. Cuomo says all across the state, the numbers are already going up, with a 122% increase in the rate of hospitalizations for COVID-19 in the last 3 weeks. He says that's happening even without the added social temptations of the holidays, and he finds it very worrisome.
These numbers have kept me awake for many, many, many nights. Positivity rate goes up, then the hospitalization rate goes up, then the number of people in intensive care goes up, then the number of people in intubation goes up, and then the number of people who die goes up. That is what happens.
Cuomo says it's not a normal Thanksgiving, and no one should expect it to be. He says his own family is limiting their gathering. One of his daughters, Mariah, who lives in Chicago, tearfully decided it's too risky to come home for the holiday.
Mariah loves me so much, she's not coming to celebrate Thanksgiving with me. That's how much she loves me. We have to get our head there.
The governor says people need to find the deeper meaning of Thanksgiving and that it's not just about gathering at the dinner table. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.